Today, we're broadcasting from an undisclosed public restroom here at the radio station. And what better way to introduce today's topic? Is it better to flush toilet paper or throw it away?
Yuck. Well, I certainly hope it's better to flush.
Well, here's a hint. Most sewage ends up either in a septic system or in a sewage treatment plant.
Let's see. In either case, bacteria process the organic waste and decompose it, and at the same time, decompose the cellulose fibers that make up toilet paper. And these bacteria release carbon dioxide as a byproduct, and that's a greenhouse gas. On the other hand, in landfills, once the oxygen is gone, garbage-eating bacteria take over that don't require oxygen. But this process produces methane, which has about 20 times more global warming potential than carbon dioxide. So from this perspective, it's clearly better to flush.
Except that many sewage treatment plants use a similar process to degrade the solids that settle out of the wastewater. And because degradation happens faster in moist environments, this process may actually release more methane compared to landfills, where moisture is limited to avoid contaminating groundwater. So it isn't really clear whether landfills or sewage treatment plants release more harmful gases.
So if it isn't about the environment, what is it about?
It's about sanitation. Flushing is way more sanitary than carting used toilet paper to the local landfill.
What a relief. Still, you brought me into this restroom just to tell me that it's okay to flush toilet paper?
Pretty much.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Deborah Backus in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.